Now, the Larry O'Connor Show. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
We have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, he said that a lot. He said it's just stated fact. This country, the United States of America, and he's not the only one. Everyone from the Democratic Party, everyone from the gun control lobby, the people who want to infringe on Second Amendment rights, they all say the same thing. America has a unique problem. We lead the world in mass shootings. Why is it America? It's got to be because of the guns. Well, finally, someone is actually challenging that data, challenging that conventional wisdom. His name is John Lott. He, of course, is a frequent guest here on this program, thank goodness, and he is with the Crime Prevention Research Center. And John, you did some research on this because you didn't take this as conventional wisdom. Tell us what you found.
Well, thanks very much for having me on, Larry. Yeah, well, when President Obama would be making those statements, his administration would cite this then unpublished study by this criminologist at the University of Alabama, which claimed that 31% of all the mass public shooters in the world over an almost 50-year period of time were in the United States. And this got massive news coverage, not only in the United States, but over a lot of the world. There are at least 35 different countries that gave this a lot of attention because they like making, I guess, the United States look bad, or at least feeling that we're bad. And I tried to get copies of this guy's paper when it first came out. His name's Adam Langford. I'd get calls from, like, the Washington Post, and they'd ask me to comment on it. And I said, well, I'd like to read it. Can you give me a copy of it? And he had only given it out to the media. He wouldn't give it out. And, I mean, that kind of got me a little bit concerned to begin with. And finally, when I did get a hold of a copy of the paper, there's no list of cases. He claims that there are 202 mass public shooters in the rest of the world over this almost 50-year period, and only in 90 in the United States. And I tried to get a list from him. He wouldn't give it. I tried to get him to explain to me how he had come up with his list exactly, and he wouldn't do it. And so after the New York Times last November published a graph using his data but not making it clear so you could actually figure out what the values were for different countries, and he wouldn't give it out to me even then, I decided I'd have to kind of bite the bullet and go through and do it. Because I don't even know how to find cases of four people being shot to death in Africa in the 1960s.
Right.
Or 1970s or something like that. I wouldn't even know where to start. So I looked at just the last 15 years of the almost 50 years that he looked at. And what I found is that it looks like there's about at least 10,800 mass public shooters in the rest of the world outside the United States. And I don't believe I've gotten all of them. So that's over 10,000 over 15 years compared to his claim of 202 over a period of 47 years.
And could that be because there's a different definition of what constitutes a mass shooting? Because I know they fudge around with that, you know, what is a mass public shooting?
Yeah, I used what he did. In fact, I was slightly more restrictive. He used what he claimed was the traditional FBI definition of mass public shootings, which is four or more people killed in a public place, not involving some other type of crime, not a gang fight or something like that. And, you know, I've put together that type of data for the United States before. I've done it for Europe. I just hadn't really, I mean, it was a very expensive project to go and try to go and do it for other countries.
So it turns
He claims that he primarily relied on a report, but not completely, on a report by the NYPD. The thing is, if you actually read the New York Police Department report, they say they don't even try to get cases for most of the rest of the world. They did like Google News searches in English. And he has a place in there that he says over the last couple decades the NYPD report was almost complete, was virtually complete, and that and he claims that he has all the cases over the 47 years that he looked at. So
unbelievable.
And the thing is, I would warn media people. I said, well, you know, shouldn't you be a little qualified in using this if he's not even going to give you his list of cases? But it got hundreds of news stories when it first came out in 2015, not just the president many times citing it as his reference, but they continued to use it. Just in the last 8 months, the New York Times has twice published the same graph using his data. I mean, how many times do newspapers publish the exact same graphs over again?
Right. Well, and beyond the media, John Lapa, we've got legislators who are taking these stats into serious consideration for making the case of infringing on the Second Amendment or making other laws that end up making people less safe because they can't defend themselves. I want to repeat this now. This study that they're all saying, and the president, President Obama said it, they used to say, they continue to say 31% of public mass shootings worldwide came from the United States. Mass shooters. You have determined in your research, extensive research over the last 15 years, that it's less than 5%.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt on just about everything I can think of, I find it's about 1.4%. Most likely it's less than 0.5%. But just to give you a comparison, we make up about 4.6% of the world's population. So even if it's 1.4%, we're way below our share for the rest of the world.
Oh, okay. I see. It's 5% of the world's population, not the shooters. I misread the stat here in the rundown. So what country does lead the world in mass shooters?
Well, just to give you a perspective, we rank 58th in terms of attacks, rates of attacks, and 62nd in terms of murder rates from these mass public shootings. But, you know, you have places like the Solomon Islands, you know, is like really high rate. You have places like the Marianas Islands, which are really high rates. I mean, in fact, they're kind of off the chart, even though I know I don't have most of the cases. The Solomon Islands was an interesting case. I'd done news searches, hadn't found anything. People are spoiled by news coverage in the United States, that you can go and have newspapers online for decades here. A lot of the world, maybe they've only been on for 10 years at most in terms of being online. It's not like you have computerized databases. So I had come across, I looked, couldn't find any mass public shootings in any of the news archives for the Pacific Islands. And you'd find places like the Solomon Islands that over a five-year period of time, there's a police report that said they had three large mass public shootings. This is an island chain that has 470,000 people in it.
Jeez.
And, I mean, that'd be the equivalent of us having like 1,800 mass public shootings over the same 5 years.
Unbelievable.
Just for population. That's but amazing. There are lots of places. Russia has had a mass public shooting rate that was almost 50% higher than ours. You had Finland, Norway, other countries like that that have
Finland
much higher
Norway.
Rates than we have here in the United States.
John Lott, we got to leave it there, but it's a great report, and I'm so glad you did this hard work, and it needs to get shared and bounced around everywhere. You wrote it up at the New York Post. We're going to share it, of course, as we always do on our show page at LarryO'ConnorShow.com, and we'll try to get the word out, John, because we need to keep pushing back on these fake statistics. I'm so glad you're there.
Well, thank you for being there, too. People can go to our website if they want the report. It's crimeresearch.org.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.